This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Hi, Sam.
Kia ora. Welcome.
Yeah, welcome, listeners, to anniversary album.
I'm back.
Yeah, you're back. Thanks for coming back.
Yeah, sorry, I had a cold last week, cold.
You know what? There's been a lot going around.
It is, and it's not very nice. Still kind of recovering, but I'm here.
Yeah, totally.
So, Geneva did a great job last week doing our first New Zealand album of New Zealand Music Month.
Yeah, so Sam's put together a very special collection of various anniversary albums for New Zealand Music Month.
Yeah, so we're going to continue this week with Headless Chickens, Stunt Clown, which is turning 30, of course, 1988. And, So, Headless Chickens, they formed in 1985 out of a band called Children's Hour, and they actually debuted as International Headless Chickens. And they first became known in 1987 when they won a thing called the Reineck Rock Awards, quite controversially, because no one really knew who they were. They were kind of a bunch of misfits, and they were kind of a shock winner, because they didn't really fit the mold of like a rock band, essentially. And so that was kind of a shock. The band at the stage was made up of Chris Matthews, Michael Lowry, Rupert Taylor, Bevan Sweeney, and Grant Fell. And up until 1987, they'd really only been played on stations like BFM. They'd recorded an EP, but with winning the Reineck Rock Awards, which I think is a really good name for an award, the Reineck Rock Award.
Yeah.
Shout out Reinecks.
Shout out Reineck.
They took the prize money for that award, which was around 60 grand, I think, and they were able to start recording an actual debut album. So they began work on the record, which would become Stunt Clown, their first studio record. And they ended up blowing the budget for this record by about 7 grand.
Mm.
So that was a bit of an issue. The sound is pretty much quite, you know, what early Headless Chickens was all about. Very alternative, very quirky, quite experimental, very much heavy use of drum machines and lots of synths. This is the 80s after all. And they were very innovative and in many respects quite pioneering, in that they really didn't have any rules to their music. They kind of just, you know, went with the flow, went what they thought sounded good. And when it came to recording this album, that was very much the case. Hence probably why they didn't stick to their budget, because they were just doing whatever in the studio, basically.
Mm.
And it was very different, given they were signed to Flying Nun, a label which was kind of known for punk and guitar music. This was very much kind of removed from that traditional Flying Nun sound. It was kind of definitely out on its own. So it was going to be interesting to see how people were going to pick it up and, you know, whether they were going to buy it or not.
Yes.
So we're going to start with the opening track, which is called Expecting to Fly. And this is a very catchy song, actually. It's kind of really sets the scene for the rest of the record. It's quite quirky in its lyrics, quite a jolty rhythm, I think. Mm. And that's thanks to use of drum machines. It's a very 80s sounding track. And it's a pretty cool track. See what I think.
Your happy day is here again. Your happy day is here again. Your happy day. happy day is here again. Your 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 happy day is here again.
Expecting to Fly by Headless Chickens, which has come from our anniversary album.
Stunk Clown!
1988. From 1988. It's 30 years old. We'll be back with more from this album after this.
I want to do something for Vincent.
The world's first fully painted feature film, bringing the paintings of Vincent van Gogh to life to tell his story, his passionate and ill-fated life, and his mysterious death.
Did he change his mind? Did he want to live after all?
You want to know so much about his death. But what do you know of his life?
Loving Vincent, out now on DVD and digital thanks to Madman Entertainment.
Favourite things in the world then were probably sex, drugs and rock and roll.
Through tragedy, resurrection, belligerence, vulnerability and honesty, Julian Bosch's intimate portrait of Booger Beasley and Nigel Regan's deranged yet iconic rock band Head Like a Hole is a music documentary like no other.
Oh my God, I'm a drug addict. How did this happen?
Swagger of Thieves opens May 17 in select Auckland cinemas. Visit flicks.co.nz for screens and sessions.
Want to pursue your academic passions? After some high-level career opportunities? About to finish your undergrad and terrified of the world outside? Wonderful! May 21st to 25th is Postgrad Week at the University of Auckland, and it's packed with information sessions and opportunities for one-on-one advice. Get into the nitty-gritty of postgraduate study and find answers for all your difficult questions. Postgrad Week at the University of Auckland, May 21st to 25th. Register now at postgradweek.ac.nz.
At this radio station, we do our utmost to abide by the Broadcasting Standards Authority and their rules and guidelines. If you seriously think we've crossed the line on air, give us a call on 309 4831 within 20 working days of the broadcast date and tell us about it. We'll be able to help you out and tell you the procedure if you wish to make a formal complaint to the Broadcasting Standards Authority. Fuck knuckles, cock and piss. Maulds. Thank you.
G'day everyone, this is Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith and on Morning Glory with Geneva. I'm Geneva. And it's very noisy up here in the office today, but it's good. It's very good. And we're looking at Headless Chickens. We're looking at Headless Chickens, a 1988 album, Stunt Clown. Wow.
The clowns.
Someone takes it in, they're like, I love this song. Thanks you. thank you very much, Darren O. And yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned Soulcatcher.
Yeah, because that's the next track we're going to play.
Yes.
So the timing is perfect. Yeah, this is track number two. And the vocals here sound very Velvet Underground / Nico-like, quite interestingly, quite deadpan, before things kind of get more poppy in the choruses. And this one moves away from that more 80s vibes of the previous track towards a kind of a more traditional indie sound, so we'll see what you think.
Yeah.
Jenny lay in a bluish heat like a wasted dream. Her face was wrong. Clock pushed time around on the shelf.
I'm a steward with a leather frown. I'm a hysterical clown with a concrete pie and shoes that were far too big. The doctor came with his bag of bones. The soul catcher crouched on the windowsill with a gramophone. The doctor scratched his head and walked over to Jimmy Smith's incest. His hands froze as he touched her. Earth peered from the bamboo cage of the soul catcher. La 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 la. Soul catcher. La la la. As a sick tune played on the gramophone, the doctor sighed and said, Jenny won't change anymore. Papa fled to the kitchen light. Mama just spun in the crying jag, whispering softly to herself. The soul catcher winked and grinned. The doctor put his clinical toys away, rode off on a push bike, and Jenny saw some Indians that rode in circles over her as the music got faster and faster. She called out to the soul catcher. La 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 la. Soul catcher. La 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 la. She took Jenny's soul away and hung it up to dry on a big plane tree, whispering softly to himself. He tapped his foot and turned around and disappeared down through a hole in the ground where nothing means. We'll be right back.
listeners, welcome to BFM. This is Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith.
Hi. So that was Soul Catcher from the Headless Chickens.
Yeah, sorry about the abrupt nature of that audio recording.
That's just the way it is.
Just the way it is.
Yeah. So I hope you enjoyed that. The next track we're going to play, that was kind of a more down-tempo song. We're going to go more up-tempo with this next track. This track is called Run Sheep Run. It's track number 7. And it's got a quick kind of bouncy guitar riff throughout. It's very new wave sounding, like a lot of the tracks on this record, very experimental and very 80s. So see what you think.
Yeah. Intense. That was intense.
That was very intense, yeah.
Did you hear that banjo sound?
It was kind of weird.
It wasn't
wasn't
a banjo, but it sounded dunga ding 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 ding. Yeah, that was weird.
Interesting. Very interesting. Intense. It was. Yeah, so Run Sheep Run. All right, should we look at the reception and legacy?
Yeah.
So the album came out, did reasonably well for an independent release, went to 18 in the New Zealand charts, and really put Headless Chickens on the map, one of the up-and-coming bands of the day. They then went on to have even more success in the early 90s. They kind of changed their direction a bit. They went down a more pop direction, which worked for them quite commercially. And as a band came to define that era of Flying Nun before they broke up in 1999. And this album, of course, has gone on to be viewed as arguably one of their best, if not the best album from them, and a classic release from the 80s in New Zealand. And obviously just last month they won the first ever Independent Music New Zealand Classic Record Award at the Tate Music Prize as well. Right, shall we finish with the song?
Yes.
All right, we're going to finish with a track called Monkey Jar. This is track number 12 on the record. And again, this has a very strong 80s indie feel to it. Lots of jangle guitar, deadpan melodies, something amidst all the experimentation on this record. They've very much perfected this sound on this record. So this is Monkey Jar.
Cappuccino, baby. Thank you very much for coming in, Sam.
No problem. I'll see you again next week.
Yeah, yeah.
Another New Zealand record.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what you come up with next.
Ciao.
Enjoy, everybody.
Yeah!
happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.